and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6. Today is September the 21st, 2018. We have a live show for you today. I am your co-host, and the other co-host is Pastor Keith is here. Looking forward to having a live show with you all today on this Financial Friday. And we're definitely going to jump off into a very, very important show. But before we do that, let's get into some of the administrative things that we need to talk about so that this network can stay on air and continue to bring you the program that you have deemed as necessary and important. The Black Talk Radio Network desperately needs it needs your support in order to carry on. You know, Scotty has done what he can do, and many people come to listen to what Scotty has put together, and so they are gaining something from that. So in order for this network to continue to grow, continue to bring you things, allow you to gain something from it, there needs to be a sacrifice that's made by you to support this network to ensure that it's not going anywhere because it's just that valuable to you. And you can do that by making a monetary donation to the network on its website of blacktalkradionetwork.com. Give a monetary donation, and that will sustain and help this network maintain its overall direction. Also, you can support the network as well as being a social media, part of a social media platform, a member in a social media platform, and that platform being in BTR Community. BTR Community is a social media platform where you can engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected as you would be on FedBook, a.k.a. Facebook, Kellen, a.k.a. Twitter, and everything else. Those networks and those platforms actually use you to their benefit. They give you a place to gossip only, but it really doesn't give you much of, you know, really what it does is monetizing your participation, is not sharing any of that with you. So it's using you far more than anything that it is giving to you. The system always takes more than it ever gets, okay? So come on over to BTR Community for only $24 a year. You could post what you think is relevant. You could post things about yourself, your business, within reason, and you can gain from that. And this platform doesn't sell your identity to anyone. That's what the other platforms do. FedBook definitely does that. Telling and tweeting, all of that does it as well. So come on over to BTR Community for only $24 a year, okay? Also, if you would like to acquire real money, go to Prosperity Mint. Check out what's in inventory there. Then email info@prosperitymint.com. Tell them you're a Tando Radio Show listener. Dave sent you. And then make sure that you leave a way that they can reach you back and then respond back to them. It's to your benefit. Won't be used for any sales call, okay? You need to be exchanging your currency for real money, as part of today's show on this Financial Friday with Pastor Keith is in the building. So looking forward to that. Nice shirt there, Pastor Keith. So we're going go ahead and jump into today's show. All right, so we're going to jump into what's in the news. Before we do that, let me see. Something that, it was something that I wanted to – okay, what was it? I forgot. That's all right. I'll remember. All right, so today's show, and if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. Today is the 21st of September. And it's a Financial Friday, and today's show, A Bit of Truth Before the Bitter Pain Held in Lies. That's today's show, A Bit of Truth Before the Bitter Pain Held in Lies is the name of today's show. So with that being said, we're going to jump into that, and then we want to get into some of the things of what's in the news. My man Roz, thanks Roz for sending this. He sent this article from South China Morning Post, and it was, let me pull it up, because it didn't load right for me. It is, okay, Trump won't back down. Excuse me. Trump won't back down. U.S. president plans to make trade war unbearable for China and bigger than ever, former Bannon says in a interview. Check out the article. Great article. Very, very important. And the significance of trade wars is that they directly lead to shooting wars, and it will in this case as well. Next article, I posted this one from realinvestmentadvice.com. I post different articles, but not everything that the articles is what I wanted to highlight. I don't condone a lot of the things that are there, but so just wanted to let you know. Okay, why 80% of Americans face a retirement crisis? That's today's show, really what it's all going to be about. Why 80% of Americans are facing a retirement crisis. I would want to change that. It's 100% of people are facing a retirement crisis, especially if we are not doing the essential, basic, fundamental things when it comes to economy. And it doesn't matter if it's man's economy or the ecosystem that the great creator has put into place. If there are some fundamental things that you are violating from the spirit of the law, it will doesn't matter. You are in a crisis from that. And it is a truth. It is definitely a truth. Okay? So we definitely want to look into this. And that is why 80%, but I say it's really 100% of Americans facing a retirement crisis. We want to talk about these things, Keith, because this is a part of a bit of truth before the bitter pain held in lies. We want to disclose the lies so that we can move ourselves into a more truthful position. And it's better to do that at any point. The truth is always much better. But we definitely need to try to move into that as early as possible when it comes to our retirement. Okay? Very, 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 very important. So check out that article. Next article, I got this one from Lying Like a Fox News, Lying Like a Fox Business News. I just would say that this is Pastor Keith's one of his favorite places to get news. He doesn't miss anything broadcast by Fox News. He absolutely loves Fox News. Just messing with him a little bit. He doesn't like it at all. Just to put it, we on air, so I had to watch how I said it. He doesn't like it at all. So, but this is from Fox Business. Retirement savings crisis. America is not confident that they can save enough. Retirement savings crisis. Americans not confident they can save enough. And this comes from Lying Like a Fox Business News. So definitely want to check that out. Next article, this one comes from MarketWatch. Dow sets for the best week since July as stock futures imply deeper push into record territories. And definitely that's a part of today's show. The overall Dow Jones, S&P 500, all of those are moving towards record high. And they are extremely, extremely high. And I also put in there from MarketWatch, Dow Jones Industrial Average. I put in there the chart so you can see the overall chart of this. And we're going to talk about this in a minute. So check that out. Next article, this one comes from Criminals, Nothing But Criminals News, a.k.a. CNBCNews.com. And this is from their financial clownish personality person. He is extremely, extremely outlandish and elaborate, I guess you would say. He's pretty colorful. This guy named Cramer, Jim Cramer. And from CNBC News, it says, Jim Cramer, this rally could be built to last. CNBC, Jim Cramer details what the rotation of growth and into value means for the bull market. The Mad Money Show host also sits down with CEOs. Well, he was just telling these other things. But this is Cramer. Jim Cramer says, this rally could be built to last. And what I want to do is I want to actually post this in, and then maybe Scotty could just play this little bit of it. Not now, but once we go into that part. And it's I want you to hear what this individual is saying. I don't condone anything from this individual. Because I remember, in 2008 when he says, oh, the market is going to be fine. The market is going to be fine. Bear Stearns will never go down. Lehman Brothers could never go down. Then he came out, I was wrong. You know, but we're going to look past that. But he's just playing the role that he's supposed to play. And so that's why he's there. But I wanted to just for us to check that out. Very, very important, very significant. And I said, shaking my head. Because it doesn't matter. Well, I get into that a little bit later. Next article from Walking Times. 10 ways acupuncture can replace antidepressants and give you your life back. 10 ways acupuncture can replace antidepressants and give you your life back. Check out that article. Next article got from oilprice.com. U.S. looking to find alternative to Iranian oil for allies. But see, now this is critical. Let me, real quick, I want to spend a little time on this one. U.S. looking to find alternatives to Iranian oil for allies. So they're looking to find alternatives for Iranian oil for their allies. You know what this tells me? That they plan on having a major coup in Venezuela. Because then they're going to try to get that oil for their allies. And it's already been said, remember, celebrity figurehead Trump said he thought about having a military intervention in Venezuela. Then there was the coup where U.S. officials met with Venezuelan military personnel on the coup. That's what this tells me. They're going to find the oil for their allies, an alternative to Iranian oil for their allies. Iran puts out a lot of oil. So in order for you to have an alternative to that, that means you need to have the same capacity or more capacity than what Iran is putting out, right? So that leads you to, it's only a few places that you can get that type of capacity from. Man, reading between the lines is very, very important. Check out that article. Next article, this one's from Business Insider. Wells Fargo says it's cut as many as 26,000 jobs in the next 3 years. 26,500 jobs in the next 3 years. yes, this whole thing is banking side is going to be very, very tumultuous and turbulent for many, many people. Next article got from the Miami Herald. Venezuelan hyperinflation fuels wealth for elite profiting from the currency exchange. This is definitely going to be one of our headlines for today. Venezuelans hyperinflation fuels wealth for the elite profiting from the currency exchange. Check out that article. Then next article from Institute. In socialist Venezuela, the poor starve to death while the political powerful feast. And it's showing the celebrity figurehead President Maduro at a restaurant. Check that article out. Next article from Popular Mechanics. You see, it says a Reaper drone shoots down another drone in the first unmanned air-to-air kill. A Reaper drone shot down another drone in its first air-to-air kill. I mean, you didn't know that was going to happen? They're going to weaponize drones, and they're going to shoot down. They're going to be shooting down planes, shooting down other drones. They're just robots, killing machines, Skynet. So check out that article. Next article from the Financial Times. Solar flare moves down. Oops, let me get this. Oh, man. Okay, here we go. Solar flare poses astronomical risk to the communication network. And they're talking about a Clarington event that happened. So check out that. We'll probably do a show next week on this very important stuff that's there. Next article comes from KTSM. Child pornography, the reason behind the sunspot observatory closures. According to court documents, a federal search warrant revealed that the sunspot solar observatories were shut down as the FBI agents conducted computer forensic searches for child pornography. Knew it was something once they raided that place. I knew it was for something. But I know also that the sun is going to be going into a solar minimum, which could be very, very bad us here. Check out that article. Next article, this was because of that same child pornography a little while back, but just thought it was really prevalent from Keith's, one of Keith's favorite news agency, Cerebrally Naive Network, commonly referred to as CNN. People for sale, where lives are auctioned for $400. Smugglers in Libya are auctioning migrants off as slaves, as property outside of Tripoli. CNN witnessed a dozen men going under the hammer in the space of minutes. This was the older story, and it's not too old. It's been in the past. When did this story come out? I think it was past 5 years, 4 years. 2014. So yes, past 4 years. But I just wanted to show this again because this is real and it's continuing. It's continuous, and we need to know these things so we can realign ourselves and not put our heads in the sand thinking that everything is okay. Because see, the auctions, the overall enslavement auctions, are held in secret, but they're going to be made extremely public soon enough because they've been public before in the past, right, Keith? They were public before in the past, so what makes you think that they won't be public again in the future? But it still doesn't matter. Every life that is actually auctioned off there, and I don't care if it's human life or anything else, I don't believe in actually enslaving animals. I don't. Who are you to do that? You know, I personally, that's just me, you know, but to subjugate another living entity, I believe it is definitely against the spirit of the law. See, that's the whole thing. It's against their will. Now, something wants to come with you, you know, like my dog. I can't get rid of the dog. I try to get him. Go with Keith. You say nope. He stays here, you know, but it's sickening, and we need to change the way that we allow our conditions to be in, especially when we can. See, if we do everything that we can to prevent something, then we've done what? All that we can. We haven't done. We haven't done anything to prevent a lot of the things that we could. Very, very important. Next article from RT International. Brexit ear. Politicians are liars who left campaign trail next day after the UK referendum. That's what the celebrity figurehead president of France, Macron, said. Next article from Sputnik News. Kremlin yet to decide on Israel's ties after plane crash in Syria. Actually, it's a plane shoot down. So check out that article. Next article got from Press TV. Russia says U.S. plane with fire. China issues warning. Check out that article as well. Next article from Freedom Outpost. If Americans understood the price of their so-called freedom, I put in so-called, they would rethink looking the other way when it comes to corruption in government. I think that is so true. And what I've been saying for since we've been on air, we got to remember these governments are in a fraternity together against everyone else. Just because they put someone in front of you because you like the appeal of their looks. See, you should never, Keith, and this is why I know that, you know, many people have problems. We tend to keep falling in love with the appearance of things, the looks of things, when we neglect to look at the heart and the soul of things. And if you do that, see, the governments have, if you whatever your preference is, the government has the most appealing look towards that. If you like men, they have the most handsome man there for you. If you like women, they have the most beautiful women. If you like aliens, they have, you know, the most appealing alien that's there. If you like this, like they have the most appealing. See, they base everything off of looks. And because we've been so trained and indoctrinated to have that as our deciding factor or where we give our energy to, we don't focus on the soul and the spirit of things. I think it is always wiser to invest in the spirit and the soul of someone beyond the looks of anyone. Much, much more important. And this is what these governments do. They make the appeal, the eye appeal, and we fall for it over and over again. So check out that article. Next article from MarketWatch. The next financial crisis will be even more severe socially and politically, says billionaire investor Ray Dalio. I like Ray's work and some of the things he says. So good move there. Next article. Putin says Russia and China to reduce use of dollar in trade, U.S. dollar in trade. Check out that article. Next article, also from RT International. Trump's new cyber strategy seeks global dominance over the internet. Check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News. We will never agree to breaking up our country. The celebrity figurehead UK Prime Minister May said. And next article comes from Veterans Today. The threat remains. Syrian war report, September the 21st, 2018. Threat of staging chemical war attacks in Idlib remains. Check out that article. And the last article we got from Sputnik News. Iran holds air drill near critical oil checkpoint amidst U.S. sanctions. That's in the Strait of Hormuz. That is a very, very critical part of everyone here way of life. So that's what's in the article, and we are going to jump into today's show. And today's show is a bit of truth before the bitter pain held in lies. is what we're going to be talking about. So what I want to do, let me get into today's show. And one of the first things that I want to do is I want to say something about the market, the stock market, and at its all-time high. And this stock market at its all-time high, or around this all-time high, is very concerning. Oh, but wait. Before we do that, no, let me say this, and I'll ask Scotty to play this. So let me just say this. The right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, when you look at it, and I posted inside of Tando, inside of BTR Community, Tando's page. When you look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, right now is already up 69 points for the day. It's sitting around 26,725, now 24. Around the all-time high area. Let me just say this, folks. The stock market is no indication of the economy at all. The stock market is only an indication of the overall casino manipulation, the business, the corporate casino manipulation that goes on every day within that confines. That's the only thing that represents. It has no bearing whatsoever on the economy at all. It doesn't really affect, it doesn't affect most people's economy. I guarantee you, it doesn't affect yours in a beneficial way. It affects yours in an adverse way. So one thing it does do, it does touch into everyone's economy, and the majority of people and most people, it adversely affects them. See, it doesn't, let's say you have your stocks, you got your 401k or your retirements or whatever. When that's on paper, it sounds good. But see, everything paper-wise is currency, is a note, is a promissory note. And in your pensions, you can't even withdraw from that at any time. You can only pay into it every day, every week, or every 2 weeks. But you can't use it for your benefit. That so-called someone is saying, we're looking after your best interest. But what they're doing is they've deceived to take your energy that you get paid in and take a portion of that and leverage that in an institution of gambling and promise to pay you later from that. And guess what the promise of that is going to be? 9 times out of 10, it's going to falter. Yes, you may have known of some people that have actually retired and received pensions, but guess what? They were lied to and they were robbed of and they were cheated of, regardless of how much you got back, because you got it back in what? Depreciating debt note of cash. And what was really possibly gained from that, you never even saw any benefit of that at all. And that's just the truth. And so if we look at it, I want to take a look at, let me just give you an idea why this is very concerning. Because if we look at September, October of 2008, Keith, you ready for this? The Dow Jones Industrial Average was coming down. It started down. It started a way down since 2001, and it started to move down, okay? And then so by the time it got to, 2007, I said 2001, didn't I? So 2007, the overall market started to come down. And then in 2008, we know about what happened in 2008, right? You had the Bear Stearns, the government's bailouts, and everything else, the U.S. was within 30 minutes of declaring martial law. So if you look at in October of 2008, the Dow Jones was sitting right around 8,750. Right? That's where it was sitting right around about. If you look at it today, since then, it's gone up 3 times that. It's now at 26. It's at 26,000. So that's an extreme bear run, I mean bull run. And it's now 3 times what it was in 2008. And guess what? The only thing that they've created is more Lehman Brothers. The only thing that's really been created is more of the same of what happened in 2008. But the variables are much, much worse right now. Far, far worse. And this is at 26,730. It was at 26,750 a little earlier. This is going to have a real bad outcome. And why can I guarantee? I can almost darn near guarantee it, but because the outcome has already been disastrous. It doesn't matter if the Dow goes up to 50,000. The Dow could go up to 70,000. The people still will be broke. And that's very, very important and very significant for us to see. So this is huge. It's up 3 times where it was in 2008. And all of the indicators are there that it's going to be far worse. But there's an individual at CNBC named Cramer. And I want y'all to hear what this Cramer guy has to say. Now, some people may like him. That's cool. That's your choice. But I know that with this individual, what he does is more detrimental than people than beneficial to people. It's not because he is doing it, but he's a celebrity figurehead that's participating in the strip that he has. He doesn't control the market, but what does happen is that sometimes you're like, okay, I'll turn a blind eye to what the real ills are as long as I can do well. As long as I can do well, I'll be cool. I'm not doing this, but I'll be cool. Sure. And you know, he may actually believe in this. But his overall beliefs are flawed completely for the everyday person and most people. And I would say even for those that have so-called gained from this, they really haven't gained one penny. You can't gain anything, Keith, when you're paying 96% interest rate. Every single person that's listening to this show, you're paying 96% interest rate. Keith, is 10% interest rate high? Is 20% interest rate high? Would you pay 25% interest rate on anything? 30%? Right. But man, would you pay 75%? Would you pay 50% interest rate? But listen to this. How about 96% interest rate? Would you pay that? We are. Definitely are. And because we don't know some of these financial truths, it's very easy to cloak them in a way that we won't even notice, and we do it. We're paying 96% interest rate. It doesn't matter how much your overall retirement fund is paid out to you or how much your salary is. You're broke. You just don't know it. But when the truth comes to bear, it will show you that you're broke. Don't care if you have $1 million, you're still paying 96% interest rate. So Keith wanted to, before we went to to hear. And I know everybody said, what are you talking about 96% interest rate, David? I'll tell you in a minute. But Keith wanted to chime in. Let me get Keith in 1 second.
You know what, Dave, and what makes that even worse than that is you're exactly right. We're paying 96%. I think when you're going to start talking about it, you're going to find that that 96% is even a low ball figure on that. I think it's actually higher than that. But what makes it even worse is it's not even that, because what you're starting to find now is not only are you paying the 96, 97, 98% interest rates, but we get to the time in which your money that you paid that money on is being denied to you more and more and more often every day. And it's getting to the point where I'm running into people that are saying, you know what, they won't let me have my money. Or if we let you have your money, this is how we're going to let you have it. And we're going to let you have it in allotments that we agree to. But you're going like, this is my money. You already done took 97% of it. This is my money. That said, no, you need to find it. You need to read the fine wording in those contracts, because it gets much worse than even what you're talking about.
Yeah, Keith, it's the stipulations. See, the wage of a king and queen is gold. The wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver. The wage of a slave is debt. When you're paid a promissory note, you're paid a debt instrument, you're paid as a slave. Slaves don't tell how their overall labor will be compensated. They get told how it will be received. They don't determine their compensation. Their compensation is actually determined by those that control their energy. And that's a hard thing to swallow, but that's the truth. If you already know really what the economy thinks of you, or how the economy has classified you, and how the economy adjudicates you by what it pays you. If the economy pays you in cash, you are a slave to that economy, because that's a slave wage. It's a debt instrument. If it doesn't pay you in resources, see, the economy does pay in resources. It pays to those that can demand and command resources. It has to pay them that. But when you accept the enslavement, then this is the overall compensation for that agreement. It's consideration. It's basically a contract. See, they write the contract. We're so used to reading a contract and signing it. And we read the contract that's placed in front of us and sign it. We don't write a contract in lieu of a contract being placed in front of us. Whoever writes the contract is writing the consideration for what? Their behalf. And that's just the truth that we don't like to get. Man, people get mad at me all the time for some of these things, but I'm cool with it because it's the truth. I need the truth like you need the truth. So it's significant. So how do we pay 96%? Where's this 96% interest rate? And it doesn't matter if you think that, well, I have all of the cash, and most people call it money. I never call cash money, because it's not that. And when you call cash money, you put yourself in a position to where you're saying something that is impossible for a currency to do something that is impossible for it to do. Because its origin is flawed. Its creation is completely flawed. And that is just the truth. Here's where this 96% interest rate that we all pay. And one of the places that you can find it is in H.R. 5404. The House of Representatives bill, H.R. 5404. And in that text of that bill, to define the dollar as a fixed weight of gold, here's what it says. Congress finds the following. Number one, the United States dollar has lost 30% of its purchasing power since 2000. That's just since 2000 has lost 30% of its purchasing power. So since 2000, you've been paying 30% more interest since 2000. And 96% of its purchasing power since the end of the gold standard in 1913. There's the rate that you pay. 96%. Because your currency, the debt instrument that they're paying you in, has lost the purchasing power, the ability to, and the strength for it to give you what? The opportunity to be self-determined and sovereign, the opportunity, the exchange for your labor, your good labor at 100%, they're paying you only 4%. You given 100% and they're only having to pay out 4%. Because they're giving you something in return for your labor. Why do people work? They'll tell you, I work to get money. But see, what the system doesn't want you to know is, no, you work to get debt. And just since 2000, they've increased the taxes on it, and it's gone up 30%. What do you think the next set of tax adjustment is going to be? It's going to move it to 99, then 100%. And these are economic truths that we fail to want to look at. Because we think just because we can go to a store with something and purchase something that everything is okay, not realizing what the real overall poison of that deal is. Here's the poison of that deal, Keith. When you work and you give your energy to create sustainability for something else, a corporation, a business, whatever, okay? The fair compensation should be that you're given a resource in return. How many of you would want to exchange your whole life for a Snickers bar? Who would take that deal? But we've been eating a lot of candy lately, Keith. We've been eating so much candy with all of its GMO ingredients and empty calories that we've become starved in our minds, because our minds aren't working correctly, because we're not giving the proper nutrients and minerals to it. We can't see the overall trick, the fool's goal that's been laid out in front of us that we're killing each other over. We're basically giving up. Who would give up something valuable? Who would give up their child? And the person would just write you a little note and say, take this money. I promise that this note, the debt that I owe on it, I'll pay on it, and you can go buy something with it. That basically we're giving up everything and they're giving us nothing in return. This is why our communities are in such the economic strife, and the plight of our community is not because we don't own anything. You don't want to own anything. You should be controlling everything. And controlling something means that you set the terms at the negotiating table, which your energy will be paid in, where you give them a contract and say they need to adhere to this consideration. If I give you this, you're going to give me something in return of value. But we accept paper. This is why you need to exchange that paper for real money. Because the overall truth from the great creator gave, it has given you the opportunity to be sustainable. Because your energy, see, there should be cooperation where you exchange your energy for another value. And the great creator has the best example of it. There are trees and fruit trees that will bear fruit that you can eat and sustain yourself from without charging you any taxes. See, because that cooperation is there between the overall living planet and everything on the living planet, there's a cooperation and exchange of value and value for everything. They don't tax you for anything because it's based off of a true economic standings where you give something of value and you get something of value in return. But we said, nah, we don't want that. Because there's not one person here that's listening, Keith, that is of age that knew that this system was wrong and flawed. But see, what happened was we suppressed and ignored that. We didn't develop and we didn't ask questions off of that. We compromised. We sold out. We sold out to somebody else's. We compromised our morality for someone else's agenda. And this is how you get, how we all get in a position where we've been indoctrinated to accepting something of no value and giving up our priceless energy. And it's real. So we're paying 96% interest. You will not get ahead that way. We've moved ourselves to not even being the tail. We've actually moved ourselves to being where the tail sat at one time and has moved on. And if we don't look at these truths, we're going to continue to get what we've gotten thus far and far worse. Because, see, what happens is that whenever a thief is able to take candy from a baby, he's not going to stop taking from the baby and it won't be candy next time. It's going to be everything. It's going to move to everything. And man, we're moving to that so fast. So that's how we're paying 96% interest. I didn't know my man Keith. So that's how we're paying 96% interest. So this is all unsustainable. And they'll have all of the theatrical things of people making it rain and everything else and all of that flash or consumerism to where we'll walk away from what's really true and engage in something that's fool's gold. And I'm going to tell you, Keith, you can't expect the great creator to pull you out of that when you've chosen to go that route. Even though you may have not known, but you can't say that you were ignorant to it all. This within our spirit, every single person in their life has said, wait a minute, something's wrong with this. I just can't put my finger on it. Because that was your overall spiritual unction telling you that it's not right. It's not going to be screaming inside of you. It's going to be a real quiet voice that said, that's not right. But there will be screams and hollering that you'll hear through advertisement. This is why advertisement has to have an entertainment and actually a foolish entertainment to it, to where it will yell, scream, and everything else, because that is the screaming voice that it has to have to get you to what to get you to engage in its overall what it's selling. So, today's show, I want to look at something very, very important. It's an article that was out. And the last one where Scotty said with Kramer didn't play, and I'm not surprised. But there is an article that something that I want you to hear really quickly. And it's about 1 minute. And it's from Fox News, Lying Like a Fox News. So let me, whoops, I think I messed it up. Let me get this and then here it is. I'm going to place it in, Scotty, and what you play, it's like 2 minutes long, and it's going to talk about some things in retirement. I want you to hear it, and then we're going to come back and talk about it. It's like 2 minutes long. Scotty, if you would, from Fox Business, just hit that, and then the box that's there, if you could just play that. It's from September the 10th, 2018, and it has 401k investment portfolio as the picture, and just play that real quick. I want you to hear something and come back, because today's show, Financial Friday, is very, very important. Until we demand consideration and we have a contract, a more holistic contract that's benevolent, will continue to be fleeced at a unsustainable rate. And this won't stop until we stop participating in it and develop something outside of that. The sooner we go back to the ecosystem, the better. But there is nothing that we need to really replace. We just need to return. We need to return to what has always been spiritually true. The spirit of the law. We need to really return to that. We don't need to perfect it. We don't need to change it. See, that's one of the arrogant things that gets placed in front of us, to where we think that we're better than everybody else, because that is a form of discrimination. That's the seed of this discrimination that starts to flourish into so many other discriminatory activities. It's all in the seat of where we've been sitting and taught. So, Scotty, if you would just play that that 1 minute and 1.5 minute
Dave. It's best to find their YouTube channels and get those videos, because sometimes, okay, you know, those videos won't play for me.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, hold on 1 second. Here we go. I have it. And yeah, that's right, Scotty, because I think that's syndicated on there, and they prevent that. So, yeah, we don't want to do that. All right, 1 sec. Here it is. I got it. Here we go. Let me just fix this real quick and make sure I can send it to Scotty. Okay, here we go. One second.
If you've got $1 million in retirement savings, which are the best states to retire to? You know, where will your $1 million go furthest? Mm-hmm. I believe we have a list of the best states. Go.
Okay, best states. I wouldn't call it best state, but the place, the state that lasts the longest for your $1 million. Mississippi is number one.
Okay.
$1 million will last you 25 years, 11 months, 30 days.
Ooh.
Number two, Oklahoma, 24 years,
another
8 months, 24 days.
Okay.
Michigan, 24 years as well, and change. Arkansas, same thing. Alabama. So those are your top five states where $1 million goes the furthest. I wouldn't say best. Depends on your quality that you're searching for in retirement. Now, here are the five most expensive states. How about that?
Where it goes least.
Where it goes least $1 million. This kind of shatters my dreams of retiring in Hawaii. $1 million only lasts 11 years, 8 months, 20 days. California, 15 years, 5 months, 27 days. In fact, Hawaii, California are the only two states where the average living cost per year in retirement is over
$60,000.
Yeah, it's pricey. New
Getting
York
worse.
Comes in number three. Alaska, that was surprising to me. Alaska is not cheap.
No.
Yeah, so...
You have to ship stuff up there. It's expensive.
16 years is how long $1 million will last you there. Maryland, 16 years, 8 months, and 29 days. But again, it depends on your quality of life and what you want to do in retirement. For you, you're never going to retire. You know that.
Now that I'd retire to Alaska, where you spend 6 months of the year in darkness.
Yes. Yes.
And the electric bills are going to kill you.
Okay, so... wanted to to play that for you all. And let me just say this about it. If you're getting any financial advisement from the mainstream media, they're going to fleece you. And they're going to do it in a very elaborate way. This was what they just said here was so economically, fundamentally untrue. And it has such a dire effect, cause and effect from it. We have to talk about it. And what they were saying is that the five states where a million in retirement savings will last the longest, and then came with the five states where $1 million in savings won't last, was the shortest duration. And for the everyday person, from everything that they've been schooled, will look at this as, wow, that's interesting. And it plants a psychological seed in you, to thinking that $1 million is significant. I'm here to tell you that it's not. And we're getting ready to go to a commercial break, and I would love for you to give a call in, especially if you disagree. I'm very polite. I will definitely want to hear you, because I think what everyone has to say is very important and essential. But there's a fundamental truth that can't be denied. But the more that we know these things, then we can respond to things in a more informed and holistic way that's to our best benefit. One thing we can never do is uphold the shackles that chain us by way of excuse or anything else. If we're upholding the shackles that actually enslave us, then you're right where you're supposed to be. And there will be many that need to be left behind, Keith, because it's a matter of will. No one can make you do anything. Whatever it is that you choose to do, how you ever use and exercise your will, that's your capability, and it should be respected. Because no one can make you do anything. If the great creator can't make you do something, what makes you think anybody else can? But it goes in this way. Everything we do has an effect to our decisions, a consequence. And that consequence can be a beneficial one or an advantageous one. It's always up to us, in so many words. So when we come back out of the commercial break, I'm going to let you show you why this is such a poison pill, and how we consume this poison pill daily. See, most people won't give anything any real attention because it doesn't have what they've already deemed as what a credible source will be. They will look at this as being a credible source because it's on your television, because it has major production, because it has a set, because it has individuals on there that you have been identified as being wealthy individuals. You've been deceived. And it's better to be brought the truth than the bitter pain from the lies. And this is what we want to save you from. Listening to Tando Radio Show. Scotty, give me one extra minute. Listening to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Check up.
Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6 with my man Keith is here, and we are doing a live show. Thank you all for that, and if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. So we just listened to something from Fox News, and it had to do with, they said the five states where $1 million in retirement savings will last the longest. And they gave the five states. And the five states, I think, that they said was Mississippi, Oklahoma, Alabama, Michigan, and Arkansas. And the five worst states to be for with $1 million will have the shortest duration would be California, Hawaii, California, Alaska, New York, and what was the fifth one? Hawaii, California, New York, Alaska. I don't remember what the fifth one was. I forgot. And it was, let me see if I can see what that fifth one was real quick. Well, it doesn't really matter. Let me see what that fifth one. Whoops, let me pull it back here. Let me see what that fifth one was. Because I won't have a good day if I don't know. It just messes. So, no, I guess, all right. So, we're all right. We won't. Well, that's okay.
If you've got $1 million.
So, I'm going to just mute it and let it play. And then I'll see it. So, for some reason, my... Okay, so I'm going to play it, and then I'll see it, what that is. And so it says, if you had $1 million in savings, what were the best states to be in? Let me stop it right here. This is a very, very, for the best states, it was Mississippi, Oklahoma, Michigan, Arkansas, and Alabama. Those were the best states. Let me just say this. This is the poison pill about that whole comment. Was this. $1 million in savings is no form of savings at all. No form of savings at all. Because you can't save in cash. How can you save in a debt instrument and have any measures of saving? You can't, because a debt instrument is a promissory note. How many of man's promises, Keith, have been reneged on? How many of the U.S.'s promises have they reneged on? How many of the banker's promises have they reneged on? So what makes us think that if they create a piece of paper that's a promissory note that they tell you is a note, and if you have to look at what that note is, see, they wrote it so we wouldn't even really see it. They took the word promissory off of it because then they said, hey, some kid may say, hey, wait a minute. You broke your promise. There is no such thing as saving in cash and actually a form of saving. If you put $1 million in a safe of cash, in a safe, Why would someone put $1 million in cash in a safe? They would say that I'm putting it in there so no one would steal it, right? So I wouldn't lose it, right? I wouldn't lose it. No one would steal it. Well, do you know the economic truth that you're losing purchasing power in it just by holding it? Since 2000, it's lost 30% of its purchasing power. And since 1913, it's lost 96% of its purchasing power. It doesn't matter what physical safe is being in. Fundamentally, it's being stolen from you the moment it is given to you. You can't save. Saving in cash is an oxymoron. It doesn't happen. And having cash, you're in the worst form of debt. You know, your car note and your mortgage and your student loan, that's contractual debt. The worst form of debt of you having cash and doing this, Keith, holding on to it. So there is no such thing as you may have $1 million in cash, but it's not savings.
So you're saying...
Hold on, let me bring you up, Keith. 1 second.
So you're saying that if I had $1 million... that I'm saving for later on, and I took my $1 million in 2000 and I put it in my safe, I now have $700,000.
Yep. Sorry about that. It took me a while to. That's exactly it, Keith. Because if you in 2000, if you had $1 million in cash and you put it in the safe, didn't touch it, and put it in the safe, didn't touch it, and then now you're going to want to use it now in 2018, I would say that it's actually probably even more than that. You're probably looking at yes, less than that. The I'm saying more. There's been more loss than 30%. It's actually probably around 35 going towards 40% of it that's already been lost since 2000. Because you have to remember, when they create more debt, it actually causes the overall debt that's outstanding to lose its overall purchasing power because confidence is being lost. So what you said is exactly it. If you had $1 million in 2000, today, from just what the HR bill is saying, but our numbers are a whole lot more and worse than that, you've lost 30% of it. So now you have the purchasing power of $700,000. But that's just from the overall rate of inflation. But then you got to count into what? Taxation into that as well. So you're going to lose again there. So just since 2000. So let's say, Keith, you've been having it since you've been around in the 60s. So back in the 60s, you had $1 million and you kept it to now. Your overall loss, the purchasing power, has been lost even further. Let me tell you how powerful this is and how significant this is. The very individuals that created the cash tell you you're losing purchasing power. Alan Greenspan sat before Congress, said, "I can't guarantee I can create as much cash as you want me to create, but I can't guarantee the purchasing power." How many of you all have ever heard Alan Greenspan say that when he was the Fed chair of the private organization of Fed? Was he lying? No, he was telling you the most truth of all of the ones you've heard before. And if you need to hear that for yourself. But see, but someone may say, "Well, what does that really mean?" And because we don't know what that means, that's why it's so easy to deceive. We have to make it our business. We have to make it significant. Whatever's important to you, you will care about finding out and doing something about it. So, yes, you've lost 30% since then. And you've been around, Keith, you may know someone that's been around since 1913. Their overall purchasing power that they've lost is beyond 100%. Meaning this, you ever heard of 0% interest, 0% interest rate? Zap, 0%. You know, you go to the banks now, they'll say that they're paying 0%. They're actually paying you 0%. They're also going to be paying you minus. Here's the problem with that. Here's what comes up with this. Is now, it's not a matter of you losing 40%, 30%, or 90%. You are now moving into the negative.
You pay them money.
Exactly. You're actually moving into minus 2, 3, 4%. And this is a truth that's happening. This isn't a speculation. This is a truth that's happening. So if you had $1 million in 2000, right now, that $1 million would only give you, just from their estimates, roughly the purchasing power of $750,000. So what makes you think that holding on to cash is the responsible thing to do when you should be converting it into assets? Let me read this article to you. This is from that Fox News. Retirement savings crisis. Americans not confident they can save enough. Well, one of the things in saving, if we don't know the actual vehicle to be saving in, then we'll never be able to save anything. It all will be a loss. Here's what will be a loss. All the energy of your youth and your working years will be lost. You can't go back to 25 years old. You can't go back, Keith, to 50. You can't go back to 49. Can't go back to 35. Can't go back to 15. All of those years that you've worked from the day that you've been working have been lost because you haven't memorialized them or captured them in something that doesn't lose its value. If something that doesn't lose its value, that's where saving begins. That's where savings begin. In an asset. So, says retirement savings, Americans not confident they can save enough. Most Americans doubt that they will be able to save enough for retirement, then are confident that they can reach their savings goal, according to a new study. One, even those that were so-called getting to their savings goal, they're speculative. What is a savings goal? What is the individual savings? If your individual goal is to save $1 million, you're in $1 million worth of debt, in the worst form of debt. If you don't have the right overall instrument, how can you play the right tune? You can't. 37% of people are not confident that they will be able to stash away enough cash. Right there, problem. Doesn't matter how much cash you stash away. The proven historical truth is this. Every form of currency and cash that man has ever created throughout human history, every single one of them have gone to zero. The U.S. dollar is no exemption to that. It, too, will go to zero. It's at 96% already, meaning they're going to create something else and not accept that piece of paper. That overall piece of paper that's green that you have in your pocket now, watch how long. A couple of years from now, they won't be accepting that anymore. Congress is already telling you that they're preparing for that now. This is why H.R. 5404 is there. So you can't save in cash. The article goes on. correspondingly, nearly half Americans, 48%, don't think their retirement savings will even reach $1 million. That's compared to just 27% who think it will. Those that think that they will have $1 million, I will say to you, you have no retirement savings at all. You have no. And see, I'm going to say this, and this is going to be real harsh, but it's the truth. As long as the U.S. dollar bubble continues to be accepted, you'll be rich. You'll never be wealthy. But the moment that that bubble is burst, you are instantly indigent to the economy. You are instantly completely broke. Because when people have that idea of savings, they have that idea of savings, and they have that idea of consumerism. They consume everything that they get. They have nothing that is an intrinsic asset in most cases. Some do. Thank goodness for those individuals. But the overall prevailing mindset is this. The dollar has done so well is the only thing that I've ever known. Well, you ain't been here that long. History tells you that it won't last. It's just a matter of where are you in that overall demarcation line. So, $1 million doesn't matter. It goes on. According to Fidelity, the number of 401k millionaires, and they put it in quote, millionaires. See, they knew what they were doing. They're laughing at you when you put that in quotes, 401k millionaires, because you'll never ever receive the overall purchasing power of $1 million. You won't be a millionaire. You just have 1 million pieces of debt notes. Or people with at least $1 million in their 401k accounts rose to 168,000 at the end of June, up more than 440% over the year prior. The number of IRA millionaires hit 156 during that same period. What is the market doing to everyone? See, the market is deceiving everyone. They're having the market go way, way, way up, Keith, so they'll see that they're, oh, my 401k is doing this. Oh, it's doing this. Oh, I'm a millionaire this. But guess what? It's a false millionaire. It's a mirage. It's a mirage. And if you wait long enough to where you walk to the end of that mirage, you're going to see that ain't nothing there. This is how this casino ensures that it wins at all times. The house never loses. See, all of that creation is on paper. You know what the real millionaires have? Control. They have a control over an asset that they have in the, under their immediate control that they can use it at any given time. But guess what? A lot of them are wise enough not to use it, but to build upon it. You don't use it. See, one of the things, and one of the first lessons you have to learn to become wealthy is you have to first learn to be a prodigious saver. You have to learn to have the discipline not to spend, or to exchange your overall debt for real intrinsic value, something that is real. Something that the great creator made, not man. Something that has the proven spiritual backing and intrinsic power of the great creator, not the deceptive lies and ubiquitous fraud of man's promises. You do that, you'll be fine. You do that, you won't have to worry about anything. Because when you have resources, you don't need a boss. So, they put this in parentheses because they're toying with people. The article continues. But more than 30% of Americans expects to need to more than $1 million in retirements, according to NerdWallet. Going to need more than $1 million in retirement. Well, ladies and gentlemen, yes. When that M2 money supply returns to the United States, when the rest of the world continues to no longer buy the U.S. debt, when the rest of the world calls on a margin call on the U.S. and the U.S. can't pay anything, you're going to need more than $1 million, Keith, just to have dinner, just to have lunch. And the thing about it, you won't get paid anymore here. The overall rate of compensation, the wage and productivity gap will continue to go further and further apart. They are about as wide as Jupiter is to the sun now. But it can go further into the universe, to infinity and beyond. The Trump administration is looking for ways to help Americans stash more cash away for retirement. Don't fall for that. The president wrote on Twitter last week that continued outperformance in the stock market would help boost 401k account balances beyond your wildest expectations. Do you see the trick, the magic trick that's here? See, the key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. Beyond your wildest expectations. Exactly. Keith wanted to chime in on something. 1 minute, let me let him in.
Yeah, the other thing that you're talking about, you keep talking about that stock market. The fact of the matter is almost nobody we know is really involved with the stock market. So, like you said, it's not a show of how the economy is doing whatsoever. As a matter of fact, I read an article the other day, and basically it said this. They said the only thing that's keeping the stock market where it is all these companies with their trillion-dollar tax cut, they're buying back all their own stock. So really, you have the super-duper wealthy corporations, the 0.11%ers, and all they're doing is circulating their money in a little circle that only contains themselves, and they're saying this is a show of how well the economy is going. It has no bearing on us whatsoever, and it's a lie even to them, really.
In that article that you were talking about, Keith, absolutely right. There was an article that was out saying that the only thing that's keeping the stock market from plunging is corporate buybacks. That's the only thing that's keeping it. See, you know, what it's really doing is a shell game. See, what they're really doing is saying that they're buying it back. They're keeping it back to get more people in. And then guess what? They have more sellers. They're able to sell out of that position. So that's the only thing, and I'll repost that article, Keith. The only thing that's keeping the stock market from plunging is corporate buybacks. You can pull that up, you know, yourself and see that. But that's exactly some of the things that's happening. And then I can't help but remember when Gary Cohen said Trump told him to print money to lower debt, print cash to lower the debt. And anyone that has any financial wherewithal, their mouth would drop and say, let me get away from this person as soon as possible. Oh, believe me, there will be some colorful language that will be used to describe when they say, let me get away from this individual. It will be some colorful language that would be there. That's not appropriate for this family show. And Keith, so true, but hold on real quick. Let me we got a caller in queue. Let me go to this caller in queue. It's my man Roz. Roz, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What say you?
Peace and love to you, Brother Dave, the callers, listeners, Scotty, Pastor Keith, peace and love to you too. Great program. I mean, what else is there to say? But what you were describing is what I've been saying for at least, I would say, a minimum of probably 10 years or more. And it's really what you're describing is the matrix. When Europeans had their pan-European global expansion, they came up with a world of their own. And it started with the system of white supremacy, and it basically infested all areas of people activity, economics, education, entertainment, healthcare, labor law, politics, religion, sex, and war. We don't understand that we're living in a made-up reality, and it's only going to take the economy being collapsed for people to really get it. But by then, like you said, people are going to be feral because we've all been born into this matrix. It's not one you can unplug from unless you study the system and you study the people who are dominating it. Once you do that, then you have an understanding, a better understanding of the quote-unquote shell game that we're all living in. And that's why I always say, for any of us as victims of this system to function without losing it and without raging in the streets and destroying everything possible just in pure unbridled rage, we have to have a touch of crazy too. You can't exist in this crazy system. Excuse me, I'm hearing this ambulance go by. Give me 1 second. Okay.
No, you're absolutely right, Roz. You're good.
You can't function with a level of self-control when you understand the truth without having a touch of crazy yourself. So we're all infected with the same crazy. It's just that some of us are working through it to better understand it and, like you said, protect ourselves from what they have coming, whereas the overwhelming majority of the planet has no clue. And when things hit the fan, that's when you're going to see the real Walking Dead. All of these things are preparation for where the Matrix is taking us collectively as a global population. All these TV shows with all of this, you know, just death and destruction and planetary collapse and all of this stuff, it's preparing us for what they have coming. And that is the real Matrix. That's why they put it in a movie. You will say, I saw that in a movie. It's entertainment until things hit the fan. So with that, I will mute myself. Thanks again, good brother, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Yes, well said, Roz. I hope everyone really captured what Roz was saying. Yes, but without a doubt, resounding yes, resounding yes. And it's incumbent upon us not to allow ourselves to be fed and make ourselves vulnerable and susceptible to the poison. We have to at some point close our ears, close our eyes, close our mouths, close our attention and turn our backs and walk away. Because if we don't, they'll always have something there to keep us subjugated and enslaved. It's a part of what makes them able to control resources that you need and we need. And until that ends, we're going to be continuously in this cycle. And that cycle has to be, they're not going to break the cycle. They're not going to break the cycle. The cycle was created for them to benefit from it, and that cycle is in that system. They're going to be fighting to uphold it. You know, keep they have to fight to uphold it, because each if you look at it, that there's more and more that they're doing, genetically modifying the food, genetically doing this, doing that, doing. They have to fight to maintain it. So they're not just sitting back on easy street. They get off of their butts and they work at maintaining this stuff, because it is actually an effort and an energy that you have to do and expend to enslave someone. And what they've done, and they've momentumized this all, and they gain momentum by using tools as an act of furtherance. They create systems that benefit their overall objectives. They create lines for us all to stand in, one after another, waiting our turn to be slaughtered. And the thing is about the line, the slaughtering part of the line is not when you get to the front. As soon as you step in it, as soon as you step in that line. So, well said, Roz. Greatly appreciate. Always need to hear from you. So, anyone else like to get in on the conversation? Get ready to go to a commercial break. Listening to Tando Radio Show, give us a call, 704-802-5056. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. And we're talking about the deception, the truth between the lies of retirement and how things are happening. You need to move into assets. We're going to get into that in a minute. But look, I want y'all to, look, Keith, listen to this. And everyone, I want you to listen to this real quick. I want to read this paragraph one more time. The Trump administration is looking for ways to help Americans stash more cash away for retirement. The president wrote on Twitter last week that continued outperformance in the stock market would help boost 401k account balances beyond, in quote, beyond your wildest expectations. Once again, that expect, when they put the quotation marks, they're laughing at you. Beyond your wildest expectations. How many of you have ever spent your 401k? None. Because what you have to do is you have to withdraw out of that. Because it's not anything real. You can't go to someone and say, I'm going to buy this and buy that, and here's my 401k. You got to withdraw out of it. But here's the most important thing. How many of you would put your trust in the administration of Trump? How many of you would send him on a journey to look for prosperity for you, self and financial security for you? How many of you would send him out on a path to do what's right in your financial interest? But I'm guarantee you would know if you send him out, you know that he's going to steal everything along the way. So what makes you think that he wasn't stealing it along the way now? Here's what's being stolen. What's being stolen is the truth from you. See, the stock market going up gives the perception in your account balances. You don't control that instrument. You have to beg, plead, and basically you have to be the first one to the bank before the bank run happens to withdraw from it. Let 100,000 people in this country withdraw from whatever 401k that you have and see what happens real quickly. They'll probably pay out 12 people and dry everything else out. Because they're going to only pay 12 people, and here's the only reason why they're going to pay 12 people. Because then they're going to notice something, because they have all of their indicators and markers to be able to tell how many people are accessing the system at one time, at what places. The algorithms are already there. They'll know what's going on, so they'll know to identify what? A bank run. And when there's a run on the bank, that's what they're going to tell you. You own it. You don't control it. It may be in your name, but it ain't in your possession. It may be written out to you, but it's controlled by me. And when someone controls something that is so-called yours, guess what? You're at their behesting on when they want to release, when, how much they want to release, and at what interval. So your 401k balance, if you ever hear your 401k balance, ladies and gentlemen, you better run fast, quick, in a hurry, and get that into something that you can control. Keith.
Sir.
When someone has real assets and they have assets that they control, do they have to go ask anybody to do what they want to do with that asset?
Absolutely not.
When someone has a 401k, balance. If they want to do something with that, what do they have to do? Ask permission. Right?
Yeah.
So where is our leverage? Where's the leverage there? Keith wanted to jump. He said, and when they ask permission,
there's no guarantee that you're going to get what you want.
There's no guarantee that you're going to get what you want or what's owed and what's due to you. That's the key, is an exaction. You won't get what's owed or what's due to you. So very, just too important. So article goes on. Republicans are expecting to address savings through their second round of tax legislation that would hit the House floor for a vote before the end of the month. It remains unclear exactly what the Republicans plan to do to help Americans stash away a large percentage of their income. The Texas Republican Representative Kenny Merchant said. He told the Wall Street Journal that a universal savings account could be included. Contributions to a universal savings account would be taxed, but earnings would grow tax-free and would be easier to withdraw than traditional 401ks or retirement accounts. Guess what, Keith? When they told you about 401ks and deferred and all this other stuff before, they say this is the new and the greatest and the best. That's what they're doing again here. You keep falling for it, you're gonna find out very quickly that this hole and this ditch that you're falling into is far deeper and far greater than you can climb back out of it. We fall for this one again, and what are they not saying? What are they not saying? If they said that the people need to be controllers of their own financial direction and they should be acquiring assets to do that, that will make them essential to where the economy will now be beholden to them like it is so everyone else that we know that has assets, then they would be more sincere. When they tell you that they're going to have something new and improved, that means that what they already have is going to fail, and they're going to come back and say, see, you didn't listen to us. We had to come back and do something else. They're telling you that it's going to collapse right now.
What does that mean? That it will be taxed, but there'll be a tax-free.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
He said in the article to Wall Street Journal that the House of Representative member, celebrity figurehead Republican Texan House of Representative member said, he said that contributions to a universal savings, one, that's all flush. Ain't no such thing as a man-made universal savings account would be taxed. Once you hear that word tax, that means that your 96 is now going to 97, 98, 99, 100, minus 1, 2, 3, 4. But earnings would grow tax-free. Okay, so what he's basically saying.
Let me take a guess what that means.
Go ahead, Keith. Well, let me let you in. Hold on one second. Hold on one second, Keith.
What that immediately means to me, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, what that means is supposedly while you're in this system, you're earning money. And supposedly, according to them, you're earning pretty good money. And we're not going to tax you. But if we ever pay this money out, what that means is we're going to tax you on an amount that we're not even going to tell you until we decide at that time when we want it to be.
Or what that rate would be.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's once again, it's the key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. And so that we would have blind faith in something. So we're what they're saying is that the universal savings account, it'll be taxed, but the earnings will grow tax-free. Guess what that tells you? You can't touch the earnings. It's no different than what they have now. You can't touch the earnings. The moment you touch the earnings, it's going to be at the current rate of taxation. And guess what they're going to add on this taxation to this? It'll be different. It'll be capital gains plus. And what's so significant about this? Here's what's so significant about this. When they say it is tax deferred, no, it's never tax deferred. Because you already been taxed on the labor that you had from your overall check. And then you send that to them, and they say, oh, no, we're not going to tax you. If you believe them, if you believe a thief, he's always going to have an opportunity to steal. I'll be back. I'll cut the grass later. I'll be back.
Brother Dave.
Just trust me. So I think someone said, hey, Dave, was that Roz?
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak again. I'm sorry, I'm outside right now, heading back to the job. But you said some things that were really powerful. Now, I think a lot of folks don't really understand how much work goes into duping people, how much work goes into fooling billions of people. And if you really look at it, what you just described right there before I asked you to chime in was Wimpy from Popeye. I gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. You know what I mean? And that's why I've always
said... Right, Rod. I was thinking of that exact same thing when I was saying it. And we were... Man, we were, as usual, same, you know, we were thinking on the same mind. Go ahead, Ben. I'm just laughing if you said that. Go ahead.
No problem. Now, the thing that's interesting is that I've always said two types of people that I get as far away from as possible are thieves and liars, because most of the other sins are connected to people who do those two things. And the layers you have to build in order to create these lies, which is what the system has done, it's legal, it's done through social conditioning of mass groups of people. So the whole idea is that when you see the way that we live today, then you can understand why our ancestors had a Ma'ashin system, because it's easier to live when you're honest. You don't have to build layers of jargon and legal documents. You don't have to lie to massive amounts of people. You just live your life equitably, sustainably, and treat people with respect. And they've created the antithesis to that system. So the amount of lies and sheer destruction of facts and history and all of this stuff, it should be expected. The idea is that the masses have been conditioned, psychosocially conditioned, to accept everything the system says as authentic and true. So in other words, we're enslaved automatically. You remember when I had to take out my 401k, not only are you taxed at a higher rate, they also hit you with a penalty. So you're a slave. When you have to go back to master to ask them if you could have something that is yours, inherently yours, but the abuse is written in the contract you sign when you start your job. And the average citizen isn't thinking about that. They're just thinking about dollars and cents and getting from one paycheck to the other. So we participate in the system wholeheartedly because we don't understand that we've been duped completely. Like I said, it's a matrix. And that's why they call it a web. It's an interconnected web of terrorism on every level. And we just have to better understand it and start using, because right now their system is still in play. So we have to learn ways of using their system against them, which is why shows like this are so important. And just keep in mind, liars and thieves go hand in hand. And anytime you hear about big scandals in the news, what do? They go through layers of lies. And it's usually legal lies, paperwork, all kinds of stuff. Think about that before you put your trust in anybody. With that, I'll mute myself. Thank you, brother.
Well said again, Rye. And, you know, Rye said something that I think was very important. He said that the abuse is written into the contract. Exactly. Because we don't write contracts to nullify the abuse. We don't expect them to have our consideration for there to be exchange or a place where you have an evenly yoked agreement. None of the agreements, we agree to our own dismay, to our own demise, And so, like Ry said, the abuse is written into the contract. Yes, it is. It absolutely is. And we have to change that. Absolutely. And when you read this, let me finish this real quickly. Contributions to the universal savings account, which is no such thing, would be taxed, but the earnings would grow tax-free until you try to do something with it, and it would be easier to withdraw than the traditional 401k. Yeah, this is what they're saying. It'll be easier to withdraw, but guess what? The overall taxation rate is going to be outstanding, and the overall cash that you're using is already lost all of its purchasing power, so it don't matter what you would do with that anyhow, or other retirements. Further, the bill could aim to make it easier to use health savings account, an account where an individual contributes pre-tax dollars for the explicit purpose of spending those funds on future medical expenses. Boy, they are going to take everything. And this is what they do. As Rye said, the thieves and the liars go hand in hand. And these are things that we must know. So in conclusion, what is it? What's the solution? The same solution that has always been. If the great creator didn't make it, you shouldn't engage in it. It's a scam. What I mean by it's a scam, but you have to be able to discern what is the real purpose of this. Do you need cash? Can you use cash? Yes, but you can't use cash as a form of savings because it's not money. Man can't make money. Only the great creator can. Man can only make a benevolent contract against the overall money that the great creator has put here for the overall collective purpose of sustainability of all of the living species here. Man can only offer a benevolent contract. Man will write a contract. So you should be moving your assets into real money, what the great creator has made: silver, gold, food, land. Don't get caught in the consumerism. Listen, before we get out of here, I got to say this, Keith. You can't invest before you save. You cannot even establish an investment portfolio until you first save. See, an investment should be done from the overall profits of what you have earned. It should be done off of the surplus. You can't have a surplus if you don't have a storehouse. That means that everything that you have is going right through your hands. And then now you want to talk about investing? How can you invest and you never even manage savings first? You can't. It's fiduciarily impossible to do. Investment only can come in its appropriate sequence order. And that's after you've established a measure of savings and you've established a mentality that's where you are a prodigious saver. Then you can look at the overflow, because that's the key, Keith. One of the things that savings, what it does when you do it and you do it correctly, not by man's terms, by saving in dollars, you ain't saving nothing. What happens is that you'll have an overflow that you'll be able to invest and create more what? Savings. More sustainability. More self-determination. Establish sovereignty. Position to yourself to where you are a controller and not an owner. Make the prerequisite that the overall economy has to adhere to your free will, not you have to surrender your free will to the economy. It's a different leverage. It's a different mindset. It's a different energy. It's a different cause. It's a different will. This is what needs to change. Make sure that you take what you can in cash and convert it into real money. Just because you're paid as a slave, just because I'm paid as a slave, I definitely don't save as one. You shouldn't either. So that's today's show, everyone. Just want to say big ups to my man Roz for calling up. Everyone that was listening, Keith, greatly appreciate you. Always a great, great co-host. And remember, everyone, it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. We'll definitely have to have the part two of this, other ones, because there's more to this that we needed to get to. We didn't get to it from here, but I hope you all learned something and you're able to think about some things. And I will just tell you, no, we don't know everything, and we don't profess to do that. But what we do know is this, is that everything that we've been taught has been a lie. And if we continue that overall direction, we will continue to lose our inheritance that we'll never be able to pass forward. Prosperity lost can never be regained until you realize how it was lost. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll talk to you all a little bit later. Remember, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Peace. We'll talk to you soon.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.